Blog Talk Radio.
There are so many distractions in the world today, but we have a choice to make. You can have this whole world, but I'll take Jesus for mine.
I'll take Jesus for mine. What would it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? I'll take Jesus for mine. I don't know about anybody else, but that's personal. I'll take Jesus for mine. Why? Because it is in him that I live, I move, and have my being. There is no other name that I can call on to be saved, to be healed, to be delivered and set free other than the name of Jesus. It is at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory and honor of God our Father. I'll take Jesus for mine. Sean Tillery and Change. We thank God for allowing us to see another Saturday afternoon to declare that Jesus is Lord, that I'll take him for mine, that he's in charge and he's every place at the same time. I'll take Jesus for mine. God bless you. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and certainly we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. declaring the good news that Jesus is Lord, that he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord. I'll take him for mine. We don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that every song that is sung, all the music, that it is to God's glory, to his honor, his praise, and that you be lifted, that you be encouraged, that you be inspired to go on. Well, this is Saturday, July 4th, 2020, the first Saturday in July, and certainly God has been good to us. This has been a challenging year. It has been a trying year. Some things have happened on this year in the world that we have not seen before, but we decree and declare that God is still faithful. He's still just. And certainly we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. We want you to reach out to Global Gospel. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. And we are on Tumblr. And if you connect with us on any of those social media websites, you can receive updates, you can receive words of encouragement, you can receive scriptures, and certainly they are also on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr. There is a direct link to Global Gospel, which is at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. If you would like to reach out to us, you can write us P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. And so we want to reach out to you and you, to all the authors, to the musicians, to the writers, to the singers, to the ministers, to those inspirational, motivational speakers, to the doctors, to the lawyers, to whatever God has gifted you and called you to do, please reach out to us because we would like to share your gift and share your ministry with the world and to our listeners. We would like to shout out all of you, our listeners, wherever you may be in the north, the south, the east, and the west, across the world, on every continent, in every country, nation, village, city, hamlet, town, wherever you are special. God loves you and he cares about you. Shout out to those that are listening in, to our New York listeners, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, Michigan, Illinois, to those that are up all the way north across the border in Canada, to those out west in California, to those Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, up and down the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Jamaica, West Indies, to those South America, the continent of Africa, to the European continent, to Asian continent. We thank God for you, you and you, one by one, name by name. Be encouraged to listen in. Our theme here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? The gospel is good news. It's glad tidings. It tells us that Jesus was born of a virgin. It tells us that he lived, certainly that he died, that he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, that after he went into the grave, he got up with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And so because of that, the Bible says we have a high priest who is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And certainly we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. And that's what the gospel is. It's here to free you. Somebody's bound in sin, bound in depression and oppression. Somebody's really messed up on today, but the gospel is here for you. The gospel, somebody is out of money. Somebody's running low in cash, but the gospel is here for you. Somebody may have a lot of money in the bank. Everything may be going well, but you still need Jesus to maintain your sanity, to maintain your integrity, and to continue to have abundant life. There is no one, no matter how rich or poor, that does not need to hear, receive, and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's why we are here on today to share with you until 2 p.m. We encourage you to listen to all of our shows. All of our shows are archived, so you can go back and listen at any time. Perhaps you missed someone, or perhaps you wanted to listen again. Certainly you can log on to Blog Talk Radio and do the same. I don't know about you on today, but some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But you know who I trust in? I trust in God. And solely today, and many people are shooting off fireworks, and it seems to be now this year. I don't know what the reason is, but everybody is has fireworks and firecrackers. And certainly we are, everyone's marching, everyone's protesting, everyone is under pressure and under stress and duress, and our homes are out of order, our families are out of order, our churches, everything is out of order, everything is going down but the word of God. But on today, I encourage you to simply trust in God. Stay tuned, and we'll be back. I trust in God. Bishop Larry Trotter, sweet Holy Spirit, I trust in God. If you put your trust in Jesus, everything will be all right. For this afternoon, a particular passage of scripture that I would like to share with all that are listening on today to encourage you to go on just a little further and to continue to live life and continue to do what God has you to do in the midst of a crazy world. In the midst of crazy people, certainly God does still have a plan and purpose for our life, because our life does not belong to us, but certainly our life really does belong to the Lord. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 19. 1 Kings, chapter 19, and I'm going to start reading at verse 19. And commits at verse 18. And he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, and Abel-Meholah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. Sometimes God leaves us speechless. I'll be right back with the message after this selection.
I can say that you're wonderful, but it doesn't seem good enough. Can say that you're kind, but that would miss the mark. I can say that you're beautiful, but to me you are so much more. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to convey the sentiment of my heart. Say, I really do appreciate the way you brighten up my day.
It would take a million years to reclaim the way I
the line and name all the things that captivate my heart. But clearly I'm not aware of words that can compare. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to convey the sentiments of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way
speechless. I just want to a few minutes talk about the elements on today: earth, wind, and fire. And I'm not talking about the musical group, but I am talking about earth, wind, and fire, the elements. Despite how you or I may feel, there are many people that still seek to hear the voice of the Lord. There are people that want to feel, they want to feel his spirit. They want to feel his power, his love, his anointing. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." It is the right thing to do to seek the Lord. Why must we seek him? Why? Because he has the answer to our problems. He has the balm for our healing. God has the light to brighten up our day. In the scripture, we are introduced to a prophet by the name of Elijah. Elijah was a servant of the true and living God, a servant of the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. He was a praying man. He was a faithful man. He was concerned about doing God's work for God's people. And because of his obedience to God, because he dared to stand against a wicked queen, Jezebel, and her husband who went along and with her, Ahab. His life is now in danger. The devil does not want you to expose him. The devil does not want his secret devices to be revealed. He wants you to take people at face value. Well, face value is not good enough. When dealing with strangers, face value is not good enough. When dealing with family, face value is not good enough. When dealing with people that call themselves friends, face value is not good enough. It is best that we have some discernment, that we use discernment, or that we ask God for some discernment and some revelation so that he can show us people for who they really are, because many are wolves in sheep's clothing. There are a lot of snakes in the grass. There are those that do not wish you well. They conspire against you. They plot, they plan, they steal, and they kill. But know on today that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. The Bible says this is the heritage of them that love the Lord. And if you love the Lord, you don't have to worry about anybody, anything, or any weapon. Psalm 9 and 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. So not only just does God avenge individuals, but he takes down cities, countries, states, nations. God is the God of all flesh. He sits high and he looks low. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. So don't get upset. Don't get twisted. Don't get in a bind. Don't raise your stress level, because God has it all in control. We know, some of us know the story about Elijah and the things that Elijah went through and the things he experienced. But Elijah's story goes that he sits now under a juniper tree and he asked God to take his life. He had grown frustrated with ministry, frustrated with people, frustrated with life. And many of us are frustrated in those areas and other areas. But hold on and be encouraged, because God is about to intervene in your situation. God has a way of fixing frustration. God sends Elijah on a journey. God lets him experience what we describe as nature or the elements. The classical and historical world would say that Elijah was exposed to the elements. Elements were described in amongst the Greeks and others at their time of heightened society: earth, water, wind, and fire. And Elijah had three initial visitations. The first one being wind. And what do we know about wind? In life, winds will blow. Sometimes the winds are changed. Sometimes contrary wind. Sometimes the wind or air is troubled. Winds come sometime as a refreshing breeze. But no one today, don't get caught up or hung up on the wind. Even as we looked at the news last week, there was a wind that was blowing dust all the way from the Sahara Desert in Africa, all the way was over Texas and the South and the West Indies. Because the wind blows, the wind carries things. It carries debris. It carries trouble, problems, sickness, disease. But know that God is in charge of the wind. Ephesians 4 and 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but the slate of men and cunning, by the slate of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Don't be carried and forth with every wind and doctrine, every person that comes your way with a new thought, new idea, a new way of doing something better. Don't get caught up in that, because it is dangerous and it is deadly. Don't get carried away with the wind. Take it for what it is, for what it's worth, but know that God is greater than the wind. There was an earthquake, and earth moving shakes people up. Earthquakes cause buildings to collapse. They cause roadways to collapse. They leave aftershocks. An earthquake has an epicenter, but the effects can be felt for miles and miles around. We remember in Genesis during the creation that God created the dry land to separate the waters. And scientifically, if we were to explain, the scientists would tell us that the plates under the ground that we walk on are shifting during an earthquake. And I know that you sometimes feel shaking in your life and you feel quaking and you can't see what's going on. You don't know what's going on under the surface. But in the midst of all that you see, know that below the surface of what you see or what you don't see, the plates are shifting. There is a realignment taking place because of being under so much pressure. Things have to shift around. The quaking is a release. God is shifting your family, your friends, your relationships, and your surroundings. The earthquake, God is shifting. But God was not even in that earthquake. But know that in another sense, in a standard vehicle or a manual vehicle or a stick shift, as we call it, the transmission only changes gears to increase or decrease speed. When one foot is on the clutch, one foot is on the gas, one hand is on the gear. It is manual. And what God is doing, he is showing some of us that he's slowing some of us down and he's speeding some of us up. But when once we are in gear, once we have moved into position, that it is going to be easy sailing. So don't be concerned about the shifting. And then the Bible lets us know that finally the fire came. How many of us know that according to Deuteronomy 4:24, that the Lord our God is a consuming fire and a jealous God? Malachi 3:2. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And we need to know that this is what God does. What the fire does, fire, what it does not consume, it purifies. What it does not purify, it will consume. So sometimes the element of fire, to burn, it comes to destroy, and it comes to purify. It depends on the day, the season, or the time. But the Bible says God was not in the wind. God was not in the earthquake. God was not in the fire. But then came a still small voice. And so what we need to know on today, that yes, God is still speaking. Yes, there is a still small voice. Yes, God has something to say, but we have to listen to our God, for he's a holy and righteous God. And some people suggest that during the time of these visitations of the earthquake and the wind and the fire, that the elements were the results of the ministration of the angels. And what do we know about angels? Angels are God's messengers. And sometimes God will send you a messenger. He will send it sometimes to a person, to something you're reading, to something you're hearing, to something you're seeing. That's all good, but he himself, know that God himself will show up sometime. The Bible says that there appeared a voice. How many of us are willing to wait for the voice of the Lord, to hear the voice of the Lord, to obey the voice of the Lord. John 10 and 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Will you receive the word on the Lord to, of the Lord on today? Will you accept it? Will you believe it? Will you move forward? And what did Elijah do when he received the word of the Lord? He got out of his slump. He got out of his stupor. He got out of his pity party. He got out of those moments where he wanted death to take him. And the Bible says that in the last days that men's hearts would fail them, and certainly people would want to die. And with all the sickness and disease going in the land, there are people that want to die. But I encourage you today to listen to the voice of the Lord. And after Elijah heard the voice of the Lord and he came out of the cave, what did God do? God didn't say, oh, Elijah, I'm sorry for how you're feeling. You're hurting, you're crying, this, that, the other. God gave him instructions to go and anoint others. And so that's what God wants us to do. Once we come out of that pity party, and once he shows up in our lives, and once we hear his voice, we are to get busy and to do the work of the Lord. I encourage you on today, don't be concerned about people trying to take your life. Don't be concerned about people trying to move you around and people trying to take things that belong to you. Don't be concerned, because God has his eye on you. God, he sees all and he knows all. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within us. Jesus, he is the best thing that can ever happen to anyone, to anybody, to any situation. Why? Because he never, ever fails. Stay tuned and be blessed. Jesus never failed to me. As many of us have tried him, and while men will fail us, we know that Jesus never fails, and certainly we're grateful to have God in our life, and certainly we thank God for the elements of earth, wind, fire, because everything served its purpose in its own way, and we know that God is the God of creation, and certainly God created the earth, he created the wind, and he created the fire, he created the rain, and certainly he created you and I to be vessels of honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and certainly he never fails. Charles Butler and Trinity, we certainly thank each and every one of our listeners for listening today. We're almost down to the close of the hour, and certainly we thank you all for tuning in. We want you to be encouraged and know that perhaps if you missed anything on today, that you can go back and listen immediately at the 2 p.m. hour, because our shows are archived. And certainly leave us a comment. Let us know that you listened in. And certainly we will respond back to you. Amen. And certainly let's just slow it down a little bit. And we're going to take it back a little bit. And certainly we like to play music that reaches everyone. And certainly sometimes it's a little new school, sometimes it's old school, sometimes it's traditional, sometimes it's contemporary, sometimes it's something that we have to dust off that we haven't heard in a long time, or perhaps something we haven't heard at all, perhaps something we're not old enough to have heard. This is Dr. Charles Hayes, Make Me Better.
Make me better, Lord. Please make me better.
make me better, Lord, even if it means that I have to fight with tear-stained eyes. Make me better, Lord, even if it means that I have to falter when I try. I get up and go on as if it makes me strong, because I want to give you my best, because I'll only be hurting myself if I try to give you less. We want the Lord to make us better. As we close today, just want to offer these words of prayer for those that are listening, wherever you may be. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for keeping us all week long up until this present time. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we know that you're able to do all things but fail. And perhaps today there is someone that is listening. They've experienced the earth shakings in life. They experienced the winds of change in life. They experienced the consuming and purifying fires of life. But God, we thank you for all the elements. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the ups and the downs. We thank you for every mountain that you brought us over. We thank you for every valley that you brought us through. And today, God, somebody needs to feel your touch. We ask that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, deliver, save, and set free, as only you can, because you're a mighty God. You're a worthy God. You can do all things. Somebody is suicidal. Somebody feels like it's all over, that they just want to take their own life. They cannot handle the pressure. But God, you said that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So God, we thank you today for abundant life. We thank you today that you're able to pick us up, that you're able to build us up where we're torn down and strengthen us where we're weak. You said that you bless us in the city. You bless us in the field. You bless us coming in, and you bless us going out. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you that you can do all things but fail. We thank you and we praise you. This is our prayer on today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, all of our listeners, for joining in today to Global Gospel. Please let others know that we are on the air every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. And certainly tune in all through the week. Send us a friend request on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Well, we're going to church as we close today. If your church is open, or if you can make your way to somebody's service, if it's online or in person, certainly just remember on tomorrow to give God glory, honor, and praise. Let's have church. God bless you. Until next week. Oh,